This is KBSX 91.5, and I'm Samantha Wright. A Boise State professor is looking into whether an organic diet makes people healthier, and she's crowdfunding to help pay for her research. Cynthia Curl is an assistant professor of community and environmental health at the university. She wants to find out if eating organic food has measurable health effects. In her new project, Curl will work with low-income pregnant women. She'll give some organic fruits and vegetables, and others conventional non-organics. Then she hopes to study their children. Curl says this will examine if organic food has an effect on babies in the womb.
I think when we all go to the grocery store and we're faced with the choice of buying organic versus conventional, we wonder if there's going to be a measurable difference in health. And that's the question we're trying to answer with this study. So we're looking at what might be a particularly vulnerable population. And so we're looking to see whether if your mom eats an organic versus a conventional diet while she's pregnant, are there differences in things like memory and attention when those kids get a little older?
So this is a long-term study because the kid has to be born and then grow up.
So ultimately, we'd like to have a long-term study. Currently, we have a small amount of funding for a pilot study. And the money we're trying to raise through this crowdfunding would supplement the funding we already have and would allow us to include a larger population. The current goal is to figure out, you know, the logistics of this study, get the food delivery worked out, measure biological differences in pesticide levels between the moms and the conventional and organic groups, and then the long-term goal would be to follow these kids for several years.
So how long would you like to follow the kids?
Probably until they're about 6 or 7. That's when you see these kinds of effects when you look at populations of women who, say, work in agriculture compared to women who don't. And you see the same kind of outcomes that we'll be looking at might show up differently between those two populations.
And as you mentioned, you're crowdsourcing some of the funding for this project. Is this the first time you've tried to raise money in this way for your research?
It is. I think this is a pretty new way, as far as I can tell, to raise research dollars.
Who do you think or hope will donate to your research?
Well, I think that what's interesting about using this format for fundraising for this project is that there are two different ways that people who donate to this project are helping. First of all, the funding we raise here goes directly to buying the fruits and vegetables that we'll be providing to the low-income women that participate in our study. And then secondly, anyone who is interested in understanding whether there is a health benefit to eating organic could benefit from learning the results of our research.
Why go with crowdsourcing versus grant writing, getting a grant from a corporation or government or something like that?
Well, first of all, it doesn't have to be an either or. So the fact that we're participating in crowdsourcing doesn't mean we've stopped grant writing. But there definitely has been a drop in research dollars that are available from the federal government. Researchers all over the spectrum of types of projects have felt that. And so I think people are just becoming a little bit more creative.
Is there an advantage to doing it this way?
I think there are advantages and disadvantages, but I think that it's great that the public has a say in the kind of research they're interested in. I think what's useful about the research we're doing is that people can put it into practice in their daily lives. We are faced with this decision every time we go to the grocery store. You can find a lot of information out there about whether or not organic food is healthy, but it's all conflicting, and we don't really have the research to back up answers on either side. So I think that having a project like this one be crowdfunded, I hope it speaks to people for something they really want to know.
That's Boise State Professor Cynthia Curl. Her crowdfunding project starts today on Boise State's Pony Up campaign website. She hopes to raise $7,500 in donations that will pay for the fruits and vegetables.